You are listening to The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda.
Right, let's talk about issues in our country regarding, well, the Department of Health and the implications that it has in terms of healthcare to you and I, right? You may be aware, well, you should, that we spoke about this a few days ago, about doctors in KZN in particular. I think 500 qualified doctors on strike because they can't get a job. So protesting, in fact, would be the right word. So let's find out about that. And I understand there was a briefing today on other issues around the state of South Africa's public health service, right? Foster Mohale with me, spokesperson for the Department of Health. Foster, good chatting to you and thanks for joining us here on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon to you, Ashraf, and good afternoon to your listeners, and thanks for this opportunity.
Well, I tell you what, the word pulse is just so appropriate considering we're talking about the state of healthcare, isn't it?
Relevant.
What came out of today's briefing?
Yes, today the Minister of Health, Dr. Joe Butler, as part of a regular updates on the status of health in the country, he did make an announcement in terms of the progress with regards to efforts by the government or the department in order to recruit more health professionals, including the medical doctors. Underline the word, I'm saying health professionals, including the medical doctors, even though we've been hearing a lot of noise about unemployed doctors, but as the department, we're not only focusing on medical doctors because they don't work alone. They need the nurses, they need support staff.
Okay, so, but was there a general pronouncement in terms of general healthcare in the country without the specifics, like in broad strokes, healthcare? How healthy is healthcare?
Yeah, you also touched on the issue of violent protests in one of the hospitals in the country, which is a Tema hospital in Mpumalanga, where the hospital had to shut down for almost a week because of some protesters from business sector in the area who demanded a business from the Department of Health, especially from the hospital, but also touched on the issue of update with regards to cholera cases in the country. You remember that the country has experienced the outbreak of cholera last year, but this year we've been experiencing the cholera cases, others both from imported cases from the neighboring countries like Zimbabwe, but other cases were detected without travel history. So we also had to provide an update as far as the number of cases that we are currently detected in the country, but also that to encourage South Africans to say we are not off the hook as much as long as our neighboring countries, they continue to battle the outbreak of cholera because of the cross-border movements. We are not out of the hook, but we need to be careful, try to be cautious at all times and try to observe preventative methods.
Let's zoom in on the issue of those striking or protesting, rather, which is the right, because they were unemployed, protesting medical doctors in KZN, 500 of them. What's happened there?
Yeah, as I indicated that so far we've appointed, managed to recruit about 2,066 healthcare professionals, of which 1,121 are medical doctors alone. So, and as we speak, the provinces, including the province of KwaZulu-Natal, is busy finalizing the next batch of recruitment of doctors, which are supposed to assume the duties come the 1st of May. So this is not only in KZN, but also in other parts of the country. But we are doing well in terms of, you remember that a few months ago, we announced that we managed to confirm the appointment of 270 doctors, but now we are over 1,000. So mean that we're doing well in terms of...
How has this changed from a position where like a week ago, 500, not talking of five, we're talking of 500 doctors can't get jobs, and a week later they suddenly can get jobs?
No. As I said, by between now and the 1st of May, surely that number would have been reduced if not all of them absorbed.
But I mean, the first of May is immediate. I mean, what I'm saying, what has changed, you know, has the budgets changed? What has changed in terms of affordability? Because what we do know is there is a shortage of doctors. There's a need for doctors. It's not like there's a overflow where, you know, there's no need for doctors at hospitals, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not only the shortage of doctors, but shortage of nurses, shortage of dentists, psychologists, physiotherapists. Hence, I indicated from the beginning that when we recruit, but we also recruit them as a team. There's no way that you can recruit only the doctors. The doctors, they need the support of professional nurses. They need of other admin support. They need radiographers, the dentists, the pharmacists, and so forth. So that's why when we do our recruitment, we look at this in totality, not only one category of health professionals.
Okay. Just the last thing in 30 seconds. I understand that there's been some doctors who are currently in state employment, but their budgets cut in terms of their salary to be able to afford for the Department of Health to be able to afford to pay for others. True?
You're saying there are doctors who have been appointed, but we are unable to pay them. Is it what you're saying?
No, they've had their salaries cut in terms of percentages to be able to afford to pay other doctors.
It's not salary cut per se. Remember, the doctors, on top of their salaries, they also qualify for what you call commuted overtime, just like yourself now in your show. If you need to make extra cash, you can request the program manager, say, please, can you feature me in the midnight show so that I can try to make extra cash?
I'm going to remember that midnight story. Okay, that's where we can leave it. Foster Mohali, spokesperson for the Department of Health. Me, Ashraf, doing the midnight show, spinning discs. I can just imagine that.